What's up, man? Alright, guys, today's video is titled TFM Tomorrow is going to fundraise for our server over at MGTOW.TV, which is where this video is gonna be. So, as you guys know, we lease servers from other companies. We also bought our own servers for Mitwali Web Services that are customer based. And now we actually bought a server for TFM because TFM was getting kicked out of pretty much every server company they'd go to simply because he is TFM. So the server we have for MGTOW TV, where 40 plus terabytes of data is held, that server is leased. I don't own it. If you guys remember, a couple of months ago, the website went down for a day or a day and a half. Apparently, what someone did is that they uploaded kiddie porn and then they reported the server to the company that owns and leases the server to us, and they suspended our server, literally taking over 40 terabytes of data from us. And they told us, if this happens one more time, we're just gonna take the server from you, delete everything on it, and kick you off. Now, obviously, we don't want kiddie porn or any porn of that nature, because we're not that type of platform, obviously. But I'm just telling you guys, because if you don't own your own server, you are at the mercy of the companies that do indeed own and manage the server. This is why it's imperative for us to own and manage our own server. I was gonna buy a server to replace the one that the server company suspended a couple of months back. I was gonna buy that over the summertime, but TFM, as you guys know, he was getting kicked off of just about every website out there. So I had to go out and I had to buy a server for TFM to be used as a VPS. Now, a VPS in itself is not that expensive. You can get a VPS for probably around $10 a month. They're relatively cheap. But the $1 trillion question is, who owns that VPS? Is it Amazon? Is it DigitalOcean? All these companies will kick TFM out in T-minus 5 minutes. So we actually had to go out and buy a kick-ass server that we have TFM using as a VPS, okay? Now, that server we have, guys, it's a VPS server. Anybody can use that server. It's not just for TFM. I'm gonna let you know a little tech stuff about servers and stuff like that. For the vast majority of you guys watching this, it may not apply to you, but I'm gonna give you an analogy of what a server is. Okay, so when we buy a server, right? Buying a server is a lot like buying an apartment building, okay? Now, one server that we already bought a long time ago for Mitwali Web Services, it's called a shared server, okay? Now, a shared server, it's called shared hosting, actually, okay? Shared hosting is kind of like you in a building that has dorm rooms and you're sharing a room with multiple other people. That's what a shared hosting is. Shared hosting is you guys in an apartment complex, in a dorm room, sharing that dorm room with other people. That's pretty much what a shared server is, okay? Shared servers, they come with everything you want, okay? Like cPanel. All you have to do is simply upload your website to that server and you're ready to rock and roll, like within an hour of getting that server. Now, the downside to a shared hosting is that, kind of like a dorm room, you can't bring a bitch in and do whatever you want, okay? So with shared hosting, if you want to do something like run Celestina's AI, stuff like that, that TFM needs, you need a VPS. A VPS stands for Virtual Private Server. So think of a VPS as having your own apartment in an apartment building. It's your own apartment, okay? You live there with yourself. You pretty much can do whatever the fuck you want and short of, you know, burning down the whole goddamn building, right? So that's the difference between shared hosting, which we have already had for MGTOW, for not for MGTOW TV, but for Mutuality Web Services for about a year now. The VPS server that we just bought for TFM, that server can be, again, it can be used by anybody. And we have VPS packages starting as low as couple of dollars a month, depending what you want from it. Okay, now the server we need, and by the way, that server for TFM, I paid for it out of my own pocket. It cost us a little bit over $3,000. That's the money I paid out, not just out of my own pocket, but out of this food truck business as well, you know. So that server for TFM, it's already up and running, guys. I already paid for it, it's already there. Now we just need to raise the money to buy the CDN server that's going to replace the one that actually expired with the serving company, okay? And we had a 2-year lease on that server for 2 years. They gave us a special price of $340 a month. Now, the new lease is about $400 a month. Fuck that shit. For me to buy a new server, it's going to cost me a little bit under $2,000. And that's going to be my server. I own it. That server is going to have 154 terabyte of space. Divide by half, because we're going to run it in RAID 1. Meaning that it's going to have redundancy. So let's say one hard drive goes bad. You got another hard drive there. Replicating that data. In other words, if a hard drive goes bad, it's not going to lose X amount of videos, because that video is saved on another hard drive, and all you have to do is hot swap the defective hard drive with a new hard drive. So that server is gonna cost me a little bit under $2,000. We already raised, I think, about $700 right now. And that was TFM just saying, hey guys, Amr Mitwali has a campaign on Fundocrat. Fundocrat, guys, is a website that I created. Fundocrat, guys, is a platform for raising money for real world causes for the greater good. Okay, this is not fucking GoFundMe, okay? This is not about paying, you know, this is not about your college education. This is not about funding your trip or building you a house. No, no, no. Fundocrat is for funding stuff for the greater good of society. So let's say Hammerhand, for example, wanted to use Fundocrat to fund his comic books, right? Obviously, the comic book is for the greater good of society. In other words, Fundocrat is not for personal things like, hey man, give me money so I can travel the world like Steve Urkel's half-retarded brother who has a $75,000 GoFundMe, right? So anyway, Fundocrat, guys, I own the website. It's all mine. It's run on our shared server over at Mutuality Web Services, which again is all mine, okay? Best thing for you guys to do, honestly, man, if you guys want to support the new server, best thing for you to do is actually get something out of it, okay? Go to Mutuality Web Services, get yourself a VPN, okay? You can get a VPN for 2 years for like $60. You can get yourself a shared hosting package for like $10 a month or $9 a month. Use TFM's code HAPPYMONKEY. That way TFM makes some money off of you guys, and you get a really good, you get like a year hosting for like $69 if you use the TFM code HAPPYMONKEY. So you can get a VPN with us, which a lot of you guys out there in Brazil and Canada and UK now need. You can get a shared hosting package if you just want to throw up a website out there, let people know what you're up to. You can get yourself now a VPS. If you want to practice your hacking skills when it comes to servers. When hacking doesn't necessarily mean, you know, you're destroying something or doing something illegal or nefarious. You know, you can hack something together. You know, that's why it's called hacking, you know. It just has a derogatory term, but in reality, hacking simply means you're putting something together from scratch. It doesn't necessarily mean you're fucking doing anything nefarious or illegal. So the best thing for you guys to do, if you want to support getting the new server, get something out of it so you guys can benefit. And short of that, if you guys just want to donate out of the kindness of your own heart, the website is fundocrat.com, F-U-N-D-O-C-R-A-T. The link is in the bottom. Like I said, all the money in there comes directly to me. As of right now, we raised over $700,000. $700. Once we raise close to the $3,000, guys, I will buy the CDN server to replace the one that we have over at the server company. That way we're not reliant on a external company that at any time can terminate our service, kick us out, and delete 40 terabytes of MGTOW TV content that took well over 5 years to be where it is today. So that's my video for you guys for today. I'm gonna link for you in the bottom. Again, best thing to do, guys, get yourself something over at Mitwali Web Services, mitweb.co. You can get a VPN, you can get a VPS, you can get shared hosting. Our prices are good, they're competitive. In fact, we had people abandon GoDaddy and Bluehost to come over to us because we were actually cheaper than the bigger guys. You know, the reason why the bigger guys are getting expensive is that A, they have to pay for all that marketing they do. Secondly, as they get bigger and bigger and bigger and they become the only game in town, they can raise prices on you, just like Uber and Airbnb. You know, Uber now is more expensive than taxis. Airbnb is actually becoming more expensive than hotels, right? So, but at the beginning, they were cheaper than taxis. They were cheaper than hotels. Why? Because they were the new kid in town, and they had to be competitive. Now that Airbnb and Uber are like the big dogs and nobody's really competing with them, they're like, fuck it, we're just gonna jack up our prices so we can make more money, right? That's what GoDaddy, Bluehost does. But at Mitwali Web Services, you know, we don't do that, you know. So if you guys need web services, again, hosting, whether it's shared hosting where you get a cPanel, whether it's a VPS where you have your own little server that you can play with, or a VPN, we got that for you. And again, our prices are very competitive. But if you want to donate out of the kindness of your own heart, I'm going to leave the link to Fundocrat down there for you. And like I said, guys, once we come close to like $3,000, I'm gonna buy the CDN server. It's gonna be coming out of Silicon Valley. That's where all the servers apparently are that are affordable. So I'm gonna buy that server from Silicon Valley, and I'm gonna have it shipped to the co-location. Co-location is a data center that houses the server for you. So it's not like I'm gonna run that server from the food truck or from my house, you know. You have to run it from a professional data center. You just can't run, I mean, you can run it out of your house, and but that's not professional, okay? So once we get close to the $3,000 mark, guys, I'm going to buy the server. If I buy it from California on Monday, that server is still going to the West Coast. I'm not going to say where, because I don't want anybody trying to find out what's the name of the company it's going to. But at the end of the day, it's my server. I own it. So it's not like they can fucking delete shit off of it. It's my fucking server, you know. So, like I said, we have about $700 saved up right now. Not saved up, but, you know, donated right now. TFM said he's going to try to do a 12-hour live stream tomorrow on Saturday, but as you know, he has some health issues, so he may not be able to do the 12 hours until we get up to $3,000. That's why I'm doing this video now. So if you guys want to get a head start, start putting up some money on Fundocrat or maybe buying something from Mitwali Web Services, you can do that as of right now. I'm really hoping that we get close to $3,000 by TFM's live stream Sunday morning, because if we get close to $3,000, I'm buying the server on Monday. It will take a day or two for them to put it together, and then maybe another 2 days for it to make it to the co-location. So if I put in the order for the server on Monday, the data center will probably have it by Thursday, Friday. Now I'm gonna have to transfer 40 plus terabytes from the current CDN to the new server. That itself is gonna take probably 5 or 6 days minimum, but eventually it's gonna happen. We have a good, guys, over at Mitwali Web Services, we have a professional tech team, okay, guys? This is not some sort of Mickey Mouse thing. We got fucking professional dudes. We got guys in India. We got guys in Bangladesh. I know. Not all of them are Yogi Obes, okay? But the point that I'm trying to get across to you guys is that over at Mitwali Web Services, yeah, we're professional. MGTOW TV is professional. Look at all the other websites like, what's that website called? Prohibited TV. Or there was another website that began with an R. They actually use the same software we did for MGTOW TV, but I think they're already, it's not Rumble. Roxanne or RoxyTube, right? Whatever happened to RoxyTube, right? They're all gone. Why? Because they're not professional tech companies, okay? We are a professional tech company. I'm a professional tech person, okay, guys? So I know what the fuck I'm doing, okay? The only reason we're not like Rumble right now with the apps and everything is because I'm in a food truck fucking cooking food, dudes. You know, if I had the money like Rumble did, we'd probably be on par with Rumble, okay? Or even a little bit ahead of Rumble. At the end of the day, guys, it all comes down to money. Because if I'm on this food truck, I ain't working on MGTOW TV, okay? So, at the end of the day, guys, we did a Herculean effort. The fact that MGTOW TV has been around that long, the fact that it held up so well, even with fucking governments and people trying to get us taken off the internet, you know? You guys saw that video I did a couple of days ago about some fucking pooja by the name of Jackie Singh, who wrote a hit piece on us saying that we should be arrested and we should be kicked off the internet. Dude, we survived a lot here on MGTOW TV to be where we at today. That itself is a Herculean effort, dudes, okay? So, anyways, the chicken, guys, is, I gotta go tend to the chicken and the lamb. So, before they get burnt, guys, like I said, I'm gonna leave the link for you down at the bottom. And, again, I'm really hoping we get close to $3,000 by the end of TFM's live stream Sunday morning. Because if we get close to $3,000... on Monday, I'm going to order the server. It takes about 2 to 3 days for the server to make it to the data center. So by the end of the week, the data center will have the server. And then it's probably going to take another week for us to transition from the old server we currently have to the new server, which is going to be owned and managed by us. Nobody owns it. Nobody controls it. It's our server. You know, I can go there and physically take it because it's my server, okay, guys? And again, best thing to do, guys, honestly, go to Mitwali Web Services, get yourself something. You know, again, we got VPSs, we got web hosting for $10 a month. The VPS, you can get a VPN for under $60 for 2 years. By the way, guys, we are actually developing our own apps for the VPN, which makes it better as well. So I'm just letting you guys know the VPN that's being sold for $4.95. Eventually, guys, that's going to go up to like $9.95, simply because I'm putting a lot of money into the VPS apps. Anyway, guys, I got to go before the chicken gets burned. See you later. Peace.